One.
Hi there. My name is Chuck Cashman. I'm Chief Revenue Officer with MarineMax, and I'm excited to be talking to you today about a topic that is, personal to me, very important, I believe, to our industry as a whole, and that's one of professionalism. We're blessed to work in an amazing industry. It's highly rewarding, both from the people that you work with, the personal relationships of our customers. It's financially very rewarding, and quite honestly, ego-wise, there's a great sense of accomplishment when we finish a sale. So it's a wonderful industry to be involved with, and it's there is a an excitement, a romance, a lure into the world of yacht sales. Now, some of the challenges, it's a very low bar to entry. It lacks structure and requirements, certification, training, basically all that's non-existent. It's somewhat the school of hard knocks. If you're lucky enough to get a mentor or somebody that can guide you through the process, that's awesome. But for approximately a $20 billion industry, there are surprisingly few certifications and criterias before you can jump in and be a yacht broker or a broker. So, and we live in a world where maybe 2 to 3% of the US population buys a boat in a year. And taking it one step further, even the world that we live in, the world that we really sell in, you're dealing with less than the top 1%. Fewer than 1% of the population is going to buy a boat, say over 30 feet in the course of a year. So to me, every single one of those clients is extremely valuable. And how we deal with that, I think, is incredibly important for the long-term health of the industry. So to me, it kind of boils down to professionalism. And in preparing for this, I scoured the internet looking for, the perfect definition of professionalism, which quite honestly was overwhelming and non-conclusive. There's a lot of different definitions for a lot of different professions. Many of them come with very specific criteria for training and development, and there's a sequential process that you go to, which will not get, we just won't have it in the marine industry. So I took some of the traits that I thought were really, really applicable to the boat business, to the marine industry, and I'm on my way to 32 years in the business. So I've been a student of the industry. I've been blessed with a long career in watching the needs of the customer and the resources available to the customer and to us as brokers. All of that's changed. None of it is the same that it was 30 years ago. Today's information is so fast and so readily available that the value of a broker, where maybe 20 years ago we were the one that held all the cards. We knew where the boats were, we knew how to find them. We gave the customers information. Today they're coming to us with information saying, "Hey, can you get me on this boat, or can you get me on that boat?" And by the way, they know what it's priced, they know who lists it, they know where it sits. They're just, it's a different world. So with that, in this ever-changing environment, I came up with a list of what I would call traits of a professional broker that'll be relative today. Some of these I think will be relevant for all time, but quite honestly, these are the ones that I think are very, very important. If you are a new broker starting out today, these are the things you'd want to focus on to give yourself the highest probability for success. Let's start with number one, code of ethics. Are you trusted? Are you a trusted source of information? Are you a trusted person in the transaction? Can a buyer, can a seller, can a customer trust you? And it seems very simple to say that, but you look at some of the sales literature that's out there, and there's so much through the years. Well, you got to be liked. I'm not sure you have to be liked at all, but I am positive you need to be trusted. And that trust is hard-earned. and it's earned over a lifetime in the business, and it is destroyed in a moment. So I couldn't emphasize more highly, be somebody that people trust. Number two, to me, the working knowledge of your arena. You need to have a true functional working knowledge of the segment that you're playing in. Not everyone knows everything about everything. If sailboats are your specialty, then you're an expert. Be an expert. Don't pretend to be an expert in trawlers in addition to sailboats, in addition to motor yachts, in addition to center consoles. There's so many resources that we can pull from that you'll get credit for being the expert. But I think having a very solid working knowledge of the segment that you play in is critical. And I think it's as important for us, and I'll include myself in this, for us to be upfront and be honest about what we don't know. That will build trust with a client if you tell them, listen, I'm not an expert in this area. Now, I'm an expert in transactions. I'm an expert in guiding a customer through this, but we're going to pull in some other resources. So, you know, to me, the working knowledge of your area of expertise is very critical. Number three, communication. It's the ability to deliver your message appropriately can't be understated. I have seen so many communications through the years from outside brokers coming into our company, quite honestly, even our company going outside, that they're just not up to the level of expectation, not up to my level of expectation, and probably not up to the level of expectation of a customer. So the ability to communicate clearly, properly, and quite honestly, commensurate with the level of transaction that we're involved with, that communication is super critical. You just can't understate that. Number four, I think you need to be a problem solver. You know, the sales process isn't easy. There's, in most cases, a buyer, a seller, a buyer's representative, and a seller's representative. That's four different dynamics that we've got to deal with in every transaction. And in every transaction, it doesn't go perfectly smooth. There's going to be differences of opinion. There's going to be honest differences of opinion, of facts, that are just perceived in a different way. And that ability to problem solve, and that's where, you know, it all builds, right? That's where the communication skills, the working knowledge of your arena will come in the trust that you've earned, to where when you say something, they know you're a trusted source. So problem solving to me is extremely critical. And I don't know if it immediately falls under professionalism, but to me, a true professional in our industry is going to have the ability to navigate problems that come up. So number five, work ethic. Can't say enough about that, right? It's I have seen more often than I can count, a broker will have a successful close to a successful transaction. They'll take a lucrative commission, and seems like they take the next 30, 60, 90 days off, whether it's physically off because I'm going to go someplace, or mentally off because now I've got a nice score and I'm going to, something comes in, I'm going to work it. But that work ethic that I see among the true professionals, you know, there almost is no off switch. They are at the complete disposition of their clients, the people that they do business with, that they've either done business with or they're trying to do business with. And that work ethic is an absolute differentiator, right? So many people get into our business because there's this dream of a lucrative commission out there. And once that dream becomes a reality, too many times I see somebody just taking a little bit of time off. And that, quite honestly, isn't the time to do it, right? We have an internal saying, the best time to sell a boat is right after you sold one. You know, you're more energized. And the other thing is, you know, again, in a fragile industry, and I say we're fragile, it's a healthy industry, But if we could get another 1% of the people in the world, in the country, to do business in our industry, it would change the game for all of us, right? We really are dealing with 2 to 3% of the population. Imagine just going to 4, it'd be 25% increase in business for all of us, right? And that isn't going to come easy. That's going to come with a little bit of work ethic. And to me, it all keeps building on itself. And then number six, teamwork. You know, there was a saying years ago, it takes a village. But the best that I've seen in our industry have a network around them of peers that are, they trust them, they've done business with them. They know that, listen, if Joe calls, I'm taking his call because it's relevant. And there's that relationship, that strength. And beyond the peer-to-peer, you know, we need a network of, you know, tax advice, of financial services, of insurance, of ownership structure, of, you know, in some cases, crew, more cases today, captains, right? Smaller and smaller boats are requiring captains, and our ability to help a customer all the way through their journey, whether it's finding them a slip, a place, you know, a place to keep the boat, finding them insurance, finding them a captain, finding them whatever it is they need, we really need to be that one-stop shop. So, you know, kind of recapping for me, just the quick list of things that a professional would be. You'd have a code of ethics, you'd have a working knowledge in your arena, great communication skills, a problem solver. You'd have work ethic, and you would do it with a team, with a network that you've built or have access to. And you could go on and on. There's many, many more traits. And you know, I would hate to debate any of these. I think they're all critical, and you could probably have another 20 or 30 that are equally critical. But these are ones that you could sink your teeth into and say, hey, if I do these, I feel like if I represent these qualities to a client, I would have a chance to do business with them. And likewise, I always flip it around. If I met somebody with these qualities, would I do business with them? I do business with people I don't necessarily like, but I trust them. And that's the key for me, right? Can I trust the person that's sitting across the desk? And when you can do that, you're really boiling it down to the essence of, hey, I can do business for a long time with a lot of people if I utilize these traits. So, and when you think about it, when you really boil it down as a broker, you're basically running your own business. There's no question. You may do it as part of a bigger organization, or you may be on your own, but in either case, it's up to you, right? You're the one that is going to make the difference in your day, in your week, in your year, in your month, whatever. What you do, how you do it is 100% up to you, and it makes all the difference. The best advice I could give to a broker starting out today, and it'll go off of a book that I happen to like. I read it a couple times actually. It's just take extreme ownership of your business. There's no shortcuts to success. You can have quick, easy success, but long-term success, I've never seen anybody that's long-term successful that shortcutted the process. No shortcuts. It's a total immersion, you know, to get a solid working knowledge of the industry and everything around it, the whole marine ecosystem, and you do it on a foundation of great ethics. And quite honestly, with all the other variables out there, if you have that solid base of professionalism, you will maximize your chance for a wonderfully long career, successful career in an amazing industry. So, thank you for taking the time to listen to me. I appreciate it, and I wish you the very best of success.